When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Like that, she doesn't even know what Fendi. Like, you don't wear makeup every day?
Did you have makeup at BravoCon?
Yeah, she had makeup done at BravoCon.
Yeah, but I don't know what I've never in my life bought. I have the same the little thing, which I realize is like the compact.
Yeah.
Right? Isn't that what it's called? Like you open it, it's like a little round thing.
And what is it, powder or cream?
Like powder.
And you put that over your face?
No, but you know that, you know what I'm talking about? Is it a compact?
Yeah, like, but is that mirror. Powder? Is that?
Yeah.
So I found mine on right now. Do you have that
no.
on right now?
I found it. I've had the same one that I didn't know I still had since eighth grade.
Oh my God.
That's not great. No, your face looks really good, Melissa. Seriously.
Really?
Look at it. I mean, are you not looking at it? You're not seeing it? Look at my face.
I thought I looked old and nasty.
No, you look very rejuvenated. Your skin looks like, you know, I'm not blowing smoke. I speak the truth. That's like one thing my daughter's friends told the other day. We were out to dinner. They were in a fashion show. Then we went to Milo's.
Yeah.
And all their friends are like, let's ask Melania. They all said about that Melania and Adriana and Gia. They were all saying like that they speak the truth. Like if they got something to tell you, they'll tell you that they don't sugarcoat anything.
Like their mama.
And then that's what I said. I'm like, they're just like, you guys are just like me. And then Adriana's like, oh my God, that's right, mommy. We are like you. You know?
And then they all go, oh shit. Tequila shot. Nah, down the hatch.
No, but it's true. Like I say the truth. Like I don't, you know, sugar, like your face looks good, you know?
I don't know why. I'm tired. I looked in the mirror. I'm like, ugh.
Well, if you were sick, haven't you been sleeping?
No, because I am, Teresa, at night, days are horrible because I've been sick. I don't even know how it started. It's insane. Like the kids got sick and then I got something and I'm like, it's a cold, right? I just got something from the kids. Then it turned into a sinus infection. Then it turned into bronchitis. Then my stomach, you know me and my stomach issues. My stomach started acting up. I got dehydrated. I was having like nurses and stuff come to the house and give me like IVs of fluid and vitamins because I was so dehydrated. That wasn't helping. I ended up going to the ER.
Did you lose weight?
Yeah. And I've been losing because I've been sick and no appetite. And then I find out that I'm like telling the doctor, I'm like, I could work out my whole life. I could work out for 2 hours on the elliptical, jamming, like working out. And I would not even sweat ever. Every single night, I wake up 2 to 3 times a night drenched.
Oh my God. Like, that happened, Melissa, to me last year.
When you were sick.
Yeah, I've never been sick like that in my life. I don't sweat either. I don't sweat. I mean, I sweat a little bit. Like I just got a fan for the gym because I don't like sweating. I sweat a little bit, you know, I don't like sweating, but last year when I was sick, I drenched through I was like soaked in the bed. I was like, yeah. What do I have? Like, it was so bad. I thought
is
it was
that when you had the throat thing and the cotton ball. Oh God.
Yeah.
I never want to see that. Ever.
That's why every time you go to a restaurant, and this happened, I got sick when coming home from Tulum, make sure you don't drink out of glasses. When you get a drink at a club or a restaurant, anywhere, always get a straw. Because I'm telling you, I got sick from drinking out of the cups. Like
You think it was from the cup? Every person in the world goes to a club or a restaurant and drinks out of the glass.
But you should ask for a straw. Don't drink out of the glass. Unless it's, I mean, wine, you have to. That's the only thing you can't drink out of a straw. Is wine.
Can I have a Pinot with a straw?
Yeah. No, seriously. I got sick. I'm telling you, I was fine. And then I got sick and it was my throat. That's like drinking out of a cup.
Yeah, that was disgusting.
I mean, no one else was sick like me. It was like really bad, you know?
So that's when you were sweating.
Yeah, it was so bad. I didn't know what I had. And then I went to the doctors. They said it was a virus. The same thing. Like you have a virus. And then it ended up being strep throat.
That was disgusting. I can never, that was a year ago, and I can never not unsee your disgust. It looked like pieces of cotton ball in your throat.
Yeah, I've never seen my throat like that ever before. But that's,
I don't even know how you swallowed.
Yeah, I don't
swallow anything.
Yeah, I didn't eat nothing. I wasn't eating anything because I think that's where how it started with like losing weight because I didn't eat. Like I couldn't eat, you know? And then other stuff when the season started.
And then we enter the fun. But that's exactly, like I've been waking up drenched. Like now I have to keep multiple changes of clothes.
Well, you know what? In a way, I was like, that was good that happened because it was like a good detox. So maybe that had to happen for you. You had a detox.
What the fuck do I need a detox?
I don't know. I always try to find the positive in everything. So
there's not positive in this. There's not positive.
Trust me, I was so sick that I felt like shit too. I felt so like shitty. I was in Mexico with Dano's Tequila and I was like, how am I even here? Because I couldn't say, you know, I already committed, so I couldn't say no. And I felt like shit, but I was like pushing through, you know, I'm like, I have to do this. You know, I committed, I have to be here. So, but then at night I would get the sweats and all that. I was like, what do I have? You know? But then I figured, you know what? I had a detox. I had to like get stuff out of my body. That's how I looked at it. Cause I was like, I was like, why do I have to go through this? Yeah.
You got to get detox to get ready for the season.
Yeah.
For new shit to come in.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I don't know. It's just crazy. Like,
I mean, your hair looks good too. Did you just wash it?
No, that's the thing. Oh my God. It's, if you could see it or smell it.
Well, it looks good from the camera. So it does.
It's so disgusting. I think I've washed in the last 3 weeks twice.
That's good.
You want to hear the story? You're going to love this one. If you love my toenails that aren't pedicured.
No, please let's not talk about that.
Okay. You want to hear, this is just for you. This is my Valentine's Day gift for you. You ready?
Oh my God.
Okay.
So, I don't know.
Are you ready?
Hear this. Oh my God. No. Okay.
So I've been sick. I have not been able to either move. Like our house is four stories. To go up one story, I'm like, I get up the stairs and I have to go sit down immediately. I'm out of gas. I'm done. I'm exhausted. So most of the days I've been spent in bed or transitioning to the couch. It's hard for me to shower lately because I don't have the energy to wash and stand there in the heat and all this.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, that's exactly. When you're sick, you can't even wash your hair. That takes
you don't do anything. So, you know, the showering hasn't been a lot, okay? So, and I'm sweating like disgustingness all night
long. You know what? That does help because every time I sweat, like every time I was sweating, I would get up and take a bath and that would help. So, you know,
I don't like that. I think baths get your vagina dirty. I think you get stuff stuck up there.
No, I always take them.
I know you like the baths and we've always had
put your hair up and take a shower because I think that's good to, it makes you feel better, you know?
I mean, yeah, that makes sense. But really then when you're just lazy and you feel like ass, you don't want to do anything. So the showers have been Slim Jim. Okay. The washing of the hair isn't that great lately. So I'm laying in bed or on the couch most of the day. Then the kids come home and Vivi comes upstairs and I sit up and I'm like giving her a hug and she's naked because she's about to go in the bath. And I'm like, Viv, what is that? Like, what's on you? What did you eat for lunch? And she's like, nothing. I had my butter noodles. And I'm like, onions? Why does it, you like stink like onions and like the smell was just not, like I was getting so nauseous and I'm smelling her, I'm putting her hair and I'm like, it's dirty from school, but it's not like smelly. And I'm like, oh my God, this is so gross. And like, I went like this and it was my armpit.
Oh my God, I can't. I can't. Oh my God. And you're telling us, Pat, you cannot put this on the thing. You cannot. Pat wants to throw up, Pat.
Oh my God.
Pat. No.
You guys, I'm not even talking.
No, Pat, you cannot do that.
I can't. I don't even know what to say.
People are like, cancel. Don't want to hear this. No.
It literally smelled like an In-N-Out burger with extra on the
end. Oh my God. That's what I get on my filet mignon. I get sauteed onions. That's my
favorite.
But
now you can think of my armpits.
Yeah, no, that's not a good thing. Like, I don't want to hear that. Oh my God, I can't.
Anyway, it has been a rough, smelly, exhausting.
I'm sure Josh doesn't want to be near you.
No, poor Josh. When I hug him, I'm like this. I'm like, you know, I don't spread them out, but it's just because I never sweat. And so the night, and if I don't shower, you're like sweating like a pig. It's disgusting.
Well, that's what I mean. So maybe you needed to detox. That's the only answer I could give you. Maybe you need to detox.
I don't know. That's the first time I've laughed though in like 3 weeks. I needed
But I'm saying you needed to detox since you say you never sweat, you know. I don't like sweating either. I know my trainer's like, I'm like, you don't understand. I don't like sweating. And there was something, I don't like jumping. And now she's gotten me to jump. And I'm like, I hate jumping.
Why do you hate jumping? Is your boobs?
Yeah. I mean, you know what? Yeah, maybe. I just don't like jumping. It's just like, you know, so yeah, I don't like jumping. It's a lot. It takes a lot out of you. So I'm like, damn, she got me jumping now. And I'm like, but you know what? It's good to jump. It gets your
jumping
heart
is good.
Yeah, I know. Trust me.
Oh my God. Could you imagine you playing volleyball or basketball with me?
Yeah, I know. Absolutely.
I mean, jumping, you know what my kids do? Now, like to get them ready to up their vertical, I go and I have them try to jump and hit the top of the door frame or something. And every day they just try to reach for it higher and higher and higher.
Oh, okay.
Like old school, like when we were in sports, it's like jump. The more you jump and try to reach something, the higher your vertical is going to get.
Oh, good. Okay. I never heard of that. I'm just saying I never played basketball. Yeah. Yeah.
Speaking of sports, the Super Bowl.
It was amazing. Like in the beginning, I was listening to people say how boring it was. Like the beginning, how it started, it was like boring. It was like tie. I mean, I have to say, it was kind of cool. It was tie, 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 tie. And then at the end, it was like, bam, you know?
Did you watch the whole thing?
Oh, yeah. I love football. Yeah.
Like, oh, good.
And 49ers was our team growing up. Like that was my dad's favorite team because of Joe Montana. He loved Joe Montana. I really kind of wanted the 49ers to win first, you know, because of my dad. But then I was like, I was happy for Taylor Swift that she, you know. She finally has a boyfriend, right? I mean, when's the last time she had a boyfriend?
She had a lot of boyfriends.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I never really followed her, but so now I just, you know, now I'm seeing that she has this guy that she's, you know, with. So I was like, you know what? For Taylor Swift, I hope the Chiefs win. Like, I was happy for her. You know?
Are you a Swiftie?
Am I what?
Are you a Swiftie?
What does that mean?
A Swiftie is like a Taylor Swift fan.
Oh, I mean, I mean, I don't want to be mean, but because I feel like she's is more towards the younger kids, right?
Yeah. Younger.
Yeah, yeah. Like my daughter asked me, I mean, I'm trying to think if any of my kids ever asked me to go see her. Not really. Maybe my youngest. Maybe she's like, you know.
I don't really see the girls as like a Taylor Swift. I see them as like.
Yeah. Jennifer Aiden.
Usher.
Jennifer Aiden's a Taylor Swift. She's a, you know, she took her kids.
Did you like Usher?
I spent like $20,000 for tickets. No, yeah. No. Yeah, she did. That's bonkers. We spent $20,000 for Drake. Yeah. So we're That's Drake. Insane. Yeah. We like Drake. We got Drake tickets for, yeah, what a sweet.
What did you think about Usher?
He was good. I mean, Usher's my time. And my boo, I love Alicia Keys. Alicia Keys is my girl. Like, I love Alicia Keys. She reminds me of Sade. So yeah. Alicia Keys, Sade. That's my time. Like the Sade is my ultimate favorite, but she doesn't tour anymore. But I love Alicia Keys. I saw her last year. She's amazing.
Incredible.
Yeah, Usher was great. Yeah. I mean,
I love Usher. I think we, you know, we were supposed to be there all weekend.
I know. I thought you were there. I'm like, are you there? And you're like, no, I'm sick.
There's just no way. And our seats would have been so good.
A lot of people were there. I tell you the truth, I wouldn't want to be there. Too many people, you know?
Yeah. Well, you need to get over that because this year we're going to a football game.
Which one?
The Shoe.
The Michigan one. Okay. No. Yeah.
The Ohio State Buckeyes.
I mean, Ohio. Yes.
And then whatever team they play.
I'll take Gabriella. Yes. Oh no. I was going to say, hopefully they'll play Michigan again.
They play Michigan every year.
It's no, I mean, year. For the Super Bowl.
For the national championship.
Yes. I mean, hopefully they'll be there again.
Yeah, Super Bowl is NFL.
Sorry, for the championship for college. That's what I mean. Yeah, I'm not good on the verbiage, but I liked watching the game. Yeah, it was good.
You know what's crazy, though? Like, I wanted the 49ers to win, too, because I like Brock Purdy, who's their quarterback, who is, like, literally Mr. Nobody.
Wait, he's so cute. I was looking at him. I'm like, he, like, looks so young. And I'm like,
yeah.
And you know what? He's going to go places. He's definitely going to get to the Super Bowl.
He's 24 years old.
Oh, I heard he's 25. Yeah. I mean, he's so cute. Yeah.
Can you imagine? 20.
And you know what? I like the other quarterback, Mahoney, right? Mahoney, is that his name?
Yeah.
Mahone. Like, he's good too. So they're both, you know. But the other one's definitely going to make it there.
Yeah. It was, did you see, though, what happened with Travis Kelce, which is Taylor Swift's boyfriend, and what he did with the coach on the sidelines?
I didn't see what he looked like. He was yelling at him, right?
Dude, no. Okay. So the Chiefs fumbled.
Uh-huh.
And again, I get it. You're in the game. You're heated. Like, everyone's like amped up. It's the freaking biggest game of the year. But like, he got pissed for some reason. Okay. Uh-huh. He's known to have a temper. I mean, Andy Reid even said that before the game in interviews, like, you know, we have to watch his anger and his temper, and, you know, he gets really heated. He comes up, Andy Reid, the coach, who's a big dude, and he's looking down at his play calls, and Kelce comes over and literally, like, kind of bodies, like, checks him, like, slams into him with his body. This dude, Andy Reid, the coach, kind of goes off. I mean, he's hit him so hard that he falls over a little bit, not falls over, but he kind of like stumbled a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
Travis Kelce is this close in his face, screaming.
I saw that.
Screaming to a, then.
I know. I didn't see the coach yell at him back. Like, he was.
No, the coach just was like staring at him.
Yeah.
And then another player had to come and grab Kelce.
I saw that. Yeah. Like, I saw him like, it looked like he was telling him, like, calm down. Right.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like,
were they talking about that?
Who?
Like the news.
Oh my God, it's like everywhere.
Oh, okay, because I kept seeing Taylor Swift and him all over the place, you know?
Yeah, well, but this is...
And then them making out, and I was just like, okay.
You know? Yeah, they show that, but they don't show him like screaming in the coach's face. And so like the kids, Logan is like, you know, who's in sports, who we coach, who plays sports. So we tell to the kids, you always are respectful. Always, always, always. And he's like, why did he just do that to the coach? Yeah. And we're like, there's no reason. There's not one reason in the world that should ever, ever happen. I played sports my whole life. I ran my mouth always. I talked shit on the court. I got penalties for talking shit and swearing. But never would I get in a teammate's face or my coach's face and disrespect them like that. And it's just, it was gross. It's gross. I think it's gross. And I know people have like been talking about it, and, you know, he is known to have a temper, and like, it's the biggest game of the year, and like, everyone's all amped up. I just don't think there's any time that is ever allowed.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just saying everybody's under stress. It's true. Everyone's under stress. So yeah, everybody should keep their composure. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's like as a mom, and having to tell my kids this stuff, who we tell all the time, you're respectful of your teammates, you're respectful of your coach, your teachers. My whole family is, you know, all in education, all teachers. My dad and stepdad spent their entire career as coaches. Like, I can't even imagine if anyone, Josh coaches, I coach from the bleachers, you know, I'm trying to
Joe used to coach Gabriella and Melania soccer.
Could you imagine them coming up and screaming, another player screaming in Joe's face and checking him with their body?
Yeah, no, I guess. Yeah. Yeah.
It was just like, it just left such a poor taste in my mouth.
Yeah. I don't think my kids would ever yell at their coaches.
No.
But, you know, yeah. But you know what? I have to say, I'm not going to say which one of my children, one of my daughters did stop playing a certain sport because the coach had his favorites.
Yeah.
And that happens too. And yep. That's sad because she was so passionate for what she played. So passionate that I think she could have got a scholarship for college. Yeah. And the way he treated her, made her not want to play anymore. And it was so sad because sometimes that does happen. The coach could influence, you know,
of course,
going forward, playing or not. And you know, I'm not going to say which daughter it is, but she's pretty amazing. And for her to stop, it was, you know, like it was not good, you know?
See, so. I mean, coaches can, like, they can be the greatest thing in your world. They can be something right. Like one of your girls' experience. But, like, this is a guy that Kelsey was like, is a dad to me, which makes it even worse.
Yeah.
It's just like, you know, and again, coming from a whole family of coaches and teachers, it's just such a disrespect. And it just left such a bad taste in my mouth. And now I'm like, ugh, I was a fan. And now it's just, you know, it made me want the 49ers to win even more, to be honest. And it's, you
know, maybe next year, because he's young, so he's got a whole life, you know, he's definitely going to be there. I felt it. Like when I was watching him, I was like, because I didn't know, because I haven't seen the 49ers in so long. I mean, that was my dad's team. Like he loved, growing up, I was a 49ers fan because of Joe Montana. And so I haven't seen the 49ers. When I heard that, because I haven't been watching football, because like I said, Louis's not a football guy.
Yeah.
Basketball and soccer. That's what Louis likes. We don't watch football. So I haven't been keeping up. So I was like, who's in the playoffs? And then I heard the Chiefs and I'm like, 49ers. I'm like, oh my God, I haven't seen them in so long. So when I saw the quarterback, I was like, who's that guy? I'm like, he's, you know, he looks like a baby face. So cute. What's his name again?
Brock Purdy.
Purdy.
He was drafted.
P-U-R-D-Y.
P-U-R-D. Yeah. I think he was drafted like, I'm not even joking, like 200th. He was like the last of the last of the last of the last.
Wow. Last. When did he get on 49ers?
2 years ago.
Oh, wow. So he was even
younger. As the third string quarterback. Third string quarterback.
What does that mean? Oh, so if somebody gets hurt, then he goes like that?
Like there's a first string that's your starting QB. There's a backup. And then there's a backup.
Oh, I never heard of that. Okay. God, I never heard of that.
And this guy was like, I think this might be our QB, third string.
Awesome. And
he took over. And he's a young kid. And I like him. He's a good kid.
Where's he from?
You want to... Shit, where was he from? Iowa? No, where did he go to school? I can't remember now.
That's all right.
But good kid. Yeah. Like those are the types that you want to see win. Where
Iowa
was
State.
He?
Iowa State.
Iowa. Yep. I knew it. So anyway, it was, you know. Yeah,
no, he was adorable. I was like, I could definitely see him winning a Super Bowl. So, you know.
And then did you see of all days, I feel like this is such a Larsa thing. It's the biggest. Like 120, 30, whatever million people watching a Super Bowl, the biggest game of the year in sports.
Wait, and did you see I was on a commercial for Super Bowl?
Oh my God, you said it. We both missed it.
My God, yes, all of a sudden, little Louie, my stepson texted me. He's like, I just saw you on a commercial. I was like, what? I was like, oh my God. And then after that, my phone started blowing up. They're like, we just saw you. We just saw you. We just saw you. And I, Melissa, I was watching the whole game. I must have looked down.
Me
on
too.
I must have looked down on my phone 1 second. That's when it was on. I was like, fuck. I was like, I missed it. I saw the Dunkin' Donuts commercial. I saw that. Then I was like, how did I miss that? I was like, so that's the third commercial I've been on for Super Bowl.
That's insane.
Yeah. So I was like, that was pretty amazing. Yeah.
And you had no idea. So clearly they don't need to ask you for permission or anything.
Yeah, no. So they got it from Bravo, which I'm so honored, you know?
So what, did you rewind it? How did you end up seeing it?
Everyone sent it to me.
Because you sent it to me.
Yeah, everyone sent it to me. Yeah, because I don't have it on DVR. So like, I'm like, can you please send it to me? Because I wanted to see. And then everybody sent it to me. Yeah.
Is it crazy though? Because I know you're like, you always say, I don't want to be known for like a table flip. But when
they
didn't show it.
I mean, they showed a little bit of screaming. I mean, it is what it is. That's what put me on the map and everyone loved that. I mean, and it was really real. The thing is that I don't want to be known for that. But the thing is, just don't fuck with me. That's the thing. Like it really, it's like, and that was in that movie Greta. Don't fuck with me. That movie, I just watched that movie Greta and I promoted that movie. And that's why they got me on that movie. I did it with Bravo.
Yeah.
And for Greta. And that's what she said. Don't fuck with me, fellas. That's what she said in the movie.
Wait,
and
the one with
the table. Like,
oh, yeah.
Greta. Yeah, I just watched that movie. I haven't seen it. So it's the thing is like, and I remember I was like with Danielle Staub. I mean, I took her shift for like, I think it was the third time. I was like, that's my number. I was like, and I couldn't take it anymore. Cause it takes a lot to get me pissed off. It does. I don't just get pissed off right away. And the thing is you have to mean something to me in order for me to get pissed off. Cause then I'm like, I'm shocked. I'm like, why is this person doing this? He's like, I don't get it. Cause if I don't give a shit about you, he's like, if you're trying to trigger me, it's not going to happen. Cause I could give two shits, you know, but with Danielle Staub, it's like, you know, here I am. I just started the show. I was being myself, my real self. Like, and I was like, why is this girl keep coming for me? She kept coming for me.
And you were nice to her.
Yes. I'm always nice to everyone until you fuck with me, you know? Yeah. And I was nice to her. And then she kept like sticking it to me, like, you know, just kept poking the bear. And then finally that was the last straw. And yeah, I mean, Joe was shocked. He couldn't believe. Yeah. He was like, what the hell? I don't act like that. So that was like a really real moment. And I guess the fans are not stupid. I guess they could really tell that was real. And I was holding it in, and that's why I was just like, I couldn't take it no more, you know?
Yeah. When you go, you blow.
Yeah. But it takes me, you know, I don't blow right away. It takes me a little bit.
You should never blow right away.
Yeah, exactly. Never blow right away. Let them prove themselves before you're blowing. Not right away.
I don't know what you're talking about. I wasn't going there, you pervert. I don't know why you always have to take it there.
I know. After I said it, I'm like, blow. Yeah, definitely don't blow. No, that was the first date. Make him work for it. Yeah.
First date?
Yeah. Well, there's some girls that do.
No.
Some girls that blow and fuck first date, you know?
No.
Yeah, that's how you get away. You got to wait. Let them work for it, you know?
You got to wait for like at least 3 years.
Is that bad to say? Blow, fuck? Oh my God. No. See how you get me going?
I love the side that I bring out of you, you little perv.
Yeah, you see?
No, but that was cool. I was excited. Like, I can't believe I missed it too. And I'm glad that I saw it. Cause then when we were watching it back, cause now Logan just wants to watch the Super Bowl every day. And then they danced to Oscar. So that it was cool to re-see that.
Did he see me, Logan?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
We rewinded a couple of
times. No.
He's like,
I look different. My hair was like curlier, right?
Yeah, he knows.
Go on.
Yeah, no, but of all times, then Larsa freaking breaks up with Marcus on the day of the Super Bowl.
How do you know they broke up that day?
Because it was like everywhere.
Oh, okay, got it.
He deletes all the pictures, unfollows them, like puts out a message.
That's
like
a good way to get it out there.
On the day of the Super Bowl.
Good way to say I'm single, you know, like that's good, you know.
Did you have, I mean, you guys were hanging out with them. They were just going to watch What Happens Live. And Marcus is like, I'm going to propose this year.
I know. When I heard that, I was like, wow. Yeah. I mean, yeah, they seemed like really into each other when we went out to dinner with them. Like, you know, we hung out with them like a few times and they seemed like everything was great. Yeah.
I guarantee you it was the family. The family was like, okay, this is enough. You've done like, this is like, enough.
She told me she met the family and they were fine with it. Yeah.
She's always known his dad. Always. Remember, Scotty and Michael played forever together.
Yeah. See, I don't get the because I'm not a basketball person. So I didn't understand.
Yeah, this goes back.
I know. Like, you know. See, you know, because that's, yeah, because Josh was with Pippen, right? At one point. Yeah. So you know. See, I don't. I know. That's crazy to me. I know.
There's no way that a guy that you won multiple championships with, who was your best friend, who was like your right hand.
What? They were best friends?
They were everything. They won the championships together. They was like.
Oh, I thought they were against each other. They worked against each other, but they were still best friends?
No, they were on. Both of them were the Chicago Bulls.
Wait, they were on the same team? Oh, wait, I didn't know this. Sorry. I'm not good with.
You're killing me, Smalls.
Wait, I didn't know that.
They were like the most dynamic duo ever.
Oh, my God. I didn't know
that. In basketball history.
I don't know when you told me, because I didn't. The thing, when you told me, I've been to one basketball game, and that was when I was on Celebrity Apprentice. We were right on the court. That was it. And I can't even remember what team it was. Like, yeah, that was the only basketball game.
New York Knicks.
Oh, maybe. Yeah. And it was like so cool. Like, I was just like enamored of like how tall they were, how they would get it in the hoop. I was like, wow. I even remember what I wore.
In the hoop.
Yeah. Like that was just so, like, I loved being there. It was like fun. So like, that was the only basketball I ever went to. Like, I know we should go. Maybe we should do that this year. Definitely go to a basketball game.
I love.
Thing is I like football and soccer, but I mean, I like basketball too. I will go to a game, you know, I've been to hockey games, you know,
most people living in this country or just in the world in general.
I grew up with Italian immigrant parents. We only watched. Oh, we watched. My dad was the 49ers.
You watched Montana.
No, we watched soccer. Soccer was on. And you know what station was always on my house? Raya, RAI, Italian station was always on my house. And did I have a TV in my room? No, I didn't. We had two TVs in our growing up, one in the basement and one upstairs. But we never really watched TV upstairs. So I really was kind of like in this bubble. Yeah. Like I just, whatever my father was watching.
You're in a bubble now.
Yeah. Whatever my dad was watching, I was watching, you know, like that's how it was. And I mean, I got my first job was at 14. So yeah, they were asking like, that was my first job at 14.
I know, but like to know, listen, there are certain things in life you just have to like know. You have to.
Well, I didn't know. I didn't know Michael Jordan and Pippen were on the same team.
I don't know. No, Jordan has the most rings.
Please, guys, don't judge me for this. I didn't know.
So they were like the most dynamic duo. Next would probably be like.
Well, hello. And then you don't tell me either. It's like, you know everything. Thanks for telling me, Melissa. You know.
I just assume that anybody that had a Paul living in this country or world knew.
Just because you're into sports, like not everybody's, I'm into hair, makeup, fashion, you know, it's like, I'm into that. You're into like sports.
Okay. You teach me about foundation use. I'll teach you about the 90s Chicago Bulls, who were the greatest team in all NBA history ever, 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 ever. So,
see, and now you know what? Chicago Bulls. I didn't even know that was the name of their team. Swear to God, I've heard of the Knicks.
Hold on.
I didn't.
Heart is like aching.
Team I know of is the Knicks. Like, I always hear the Knicks. Yeah, the Knicks. And who else? The Knicks. Probably the Knicks. Yeah. I'm trying. I don't know any. I'm trying to think if I know
you
any.
You just
other
are saying the Knicks because I actually just said the Knicks like 5 minutes ago.
But, so. But my hairdresser Lucia loves the Knicks. That's why she's like, we need to go to a Knicks game. And I'm like, all right.
Okay. So,
I think that's the only team that I know of the name, the Knicks. What else? Louis has so many basketball jerseys.
Actually, my heart, like,
yeah,
heart.
Chicago Bulls, where I would have got that wrong too. If I was on a Jeopardy, what's Michael Jordan's team's name? I would have said maybe Knicks. I don't know.
Do you understand my whole life? I wanted to marry Michael Jordan. When I worked in Chicago, I would drive by his house. Like a stalker all the time.
Oh my God, that's so
cool. And his gates had 23. Number now.
Yeah, 23. Yeah, 23. I know that number.
Okay, so.
No, wait, 23 is Michael Jordan's number? I thought that was Kobe Bryant. They're both?
This is my first.
Oh, sorry. Michael Jordan.
You're literally trying to put me in the grave.
No, Gia said Jordan year. Sorry. Oh my gosh. You're making me act like a blonde. No, I cannot.
I ain't making you do anything, babe. You got it.
Wait, Kat, don't put that in there. Is that politically correct?
Listen.
This is fantastic.
I mean, Pat, she's killing. Like, she's literally trying to
when
kill
me. I almost fell off my chair when she said they were on the same team.
Well, I didn't know. Because when you said to me they were always competing against each other, there was some. I forgot how you said it to me. So I thought they were on opposite teams.
Well, they got into it fight.
Oh,
that's what the drama started. So they played together for years. Pat, were they not the most dynamic?
Right.
Like, duo ever.
Right. They're like the basketball version of Patrick Mahomes and Chad Kelce, Travis Kelce times 55.
Times 5 million.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. See, I didn't know this. That's fun. Okay.
Won all the championships together. Were everything. It was Scotty and Michael.
Wow. I didn't even know they were best friends like that. I didn't know. That's crazy.
No. So then Michael, who was a billionaire, Nike Air Jordans, owns part of some NBA basketball team. Like, this guy it's fucking Michael Jordan, like the end period. So something happened with Scotty and Michael after they got done playing. Does Scotty get mad because Michael did what Michael's doing and Scotty wasn't? Like, I don't know how the beef started, but Scotty wrote a book and like blasted Michael Jordan, like demolished, like you friendship never again. So like, and this was like a very, very, very strong, serious friendship, partnership, everything for decades. So then they're done, right? There's no more. So Larsa, married to Scottie Pippen, who does this to Michael Jordan, now starts dating the son. Do you see where the math ain't mathing?
Yeah, obviously. I mean, but the thing is, this is what I'm trying to, I wonder if what the husband thought of it, the ex-husband, you know, and what he thought of it, you know?
You think you're happy? You hate you hate Michael. You think you want your ex-wife, the mother of your children, dating the son?
Yeah, I know. So I guess she was trying to stick it to her ex too, right?
Or both.
Yeah.
I mean, Michael Jordan's worth billions. There is no way. He's probably like, okay, you had your fun. You did your song and dance in the public. Like, that's cute. Okay, we're done. Enough fun and games.
I know. I mean,
or someone cheated. But I'm not throwing that out. But I'm just saying, like, I don't know why else. Unless it's the family. I don't know. It was just crazy. Like, one minute they're like, I'm getting engaged. They're doing a podcast together. They're doing it. They're showcasing it on the freaking.
Yeah, because they were on Watch What Happens Live. And he said that within the year, they were going to get engaged. So I was like, and then I was like, oh, wow. I was like, okay.
But he's also, 32?
I heard, 33. And she's my age,
What is she? She's 50?
51.
I mean,
Yeah, but the thing is, if he didn't want kids, that's fine. That could work. But if the guy wants kids, that can't work, you know?
Yeah, like at some point you're like, okay.
And I don't know if he wanted kids, because when we were talking to him, his first girlfriend was older also, or his other girlfriend right before her he said she was older. So I was like, oh, he's into older women. There are guys that are into older women, you know?
I don't know. Just like it's just weird. It's like of all people, all fish in the sea, you know, it's like,
I mean, yeah,
that's where you guys have to swim. That's where you guys have to go together. Yeah,
when you told me that, cause you're like, they were, I forgot how you said it to me. I thought they were on opposite teams just because the way
they
you said it.
They are fucking on opposite teams now.
Yeah, I know. So that's why I never knew that they were on the same team. Like, that's crazy. So they were really close. But then this is the thing. Was Larsa around when Michael Jordan?
Yes. Like,
oh, yeah. Oh, really? I mean,
they were married for like 20 something years.
And then, okay. So then how long, like when they got married, what year was Pippen on the Chicago Bulls? Like how long were they working? How long were they working together already?
90.
Like, what, did Jordan go to Pippen's wedding when they got married?
Oh, I'm sure. They were best friends.
Oh my God, that's crazy.
They won titles together. Shaq and Kobe won 3. And I think pretty sure that Jordan and Pippen won even more than that.
Wow. That's crazy.
Ultimate dynamic duo of probably any sport. I don't even know what other.
Yeah, how come I haven't heard of that? See, you're the only one that told, like, I haven't heard of that. Like, yeah, really. You're the only person I'm hearing this from. Like, listen, nobody, I guess, yeah, nobody.
Stick with me, little grasshopper. I'll show you all the ways.
I'm not around a lot of basketball people. So, like, yeah, that's, you know.
One day, one episode, we're going to do like a 101. You can do your 101 about like your beauty and not just have your pit smell like onions.
No,
and,
but like, I know Cristiano Ronaldo. Like, I know soccer players, I know football players, and like, yeah, basketball. I mean, of course, I know who Michael Jordan is, and like, who else? Well, who's on the Knicks? Name the biggest player on the Knicks. See if I remember his name.
Remember who Patrick Ewing is?
Yes, I've heard of that name. Yes, I heard of that name.
What sport he played?
No, sorry. I've heard of the name. But wait, what does he play, Patrick? Tell me what he plays. Sheds.
You just said it. The Knicks.
Oh, okay, guys. See that? Okay.
Which is basketball.
I know. Like, I don't not. I know. See? My okay.
Little one movie. Episode, we're going to do this. And it's going to be a learning.
And you know what? I'm not good in either baseball, because I've been to one Yankee game. That's it. One Yankee game. And the only person I know, he used to be David Cohen. He used to be a baseball player.
Yeah, but you got to know like Derek Jeter.
Derek, him I know. Yes. And he paid for what, Yankees?
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Alex Rodriguez, A-Rod.
A-Rod, I know. Who did he play for, Knicks too? I mean, Yankees?
Yeah.
Okay. I know. Yeah. I know.
There you go. 2 for 2. See?
So I know Derek Jeter. Yeah. Okay. Good. All right. I mean, hello. I'm just not that big on, you know. Yeah.
Do you know that the day, like, this is coming out on the Day of Love?
On Valentine's Day. Yes. Yes.
Well, I already gave you my gift, the story of my armpits. So what's your gift to me?
God. That was not a gift. That was not a gift. That was like, that was torture. No, that was not a gift.
Here's another gift for you.
What? Good. The straw. I like that. Okay.
I don't even trust my own dishes.
No, you don't need a straw in your house, obviously. I'm like, what? Yeah. I mean, what else? What else did I have to catch you up on? Anything? What did we do? My kids were in Fashion Week.
Oh yeah. How was that?
I didn't get to go because I was working in Philly, but Louie went and they did so well at Estrada. Yeah. So they all were, it was little Louie, Gia, Melania, and Adriana. They all walked in fashion, you know, at the Estrada fashion show. And they did so well. You know, I wish I was there. And then I met them after at Milos. For dinner, yeah. And Philip Plane was there. Louis took a picture of Philip Plane. You know who Philip Plane is?
See, I don't. Who's that?
See that? Oh my God. He's
an actor?
No, Philip Plain. He's a big, like, he has all stores like all over the world. Like now he's opened up a Philip Plain hotel in Milan. He's up there. Follow him on Instagram. He's awesome.
He's fashion?
Fashion, yeah.
Well, I only follow Amazon and Forever 21.
Yeah, so he's awesome.
You can teach me more about fashion too. I got you covered with sports.
I love fashion, yeah.
You can do fashion and makeup. How about that?
Well,
next week, you can tell me how your romantic getaway with Louis was.
Yes, I'm excited. Yeah, I'm taking him to Miami. Like, we're going to lay in the sun. I hope the weather's nice. Please be nice, yeah.
What are you doing, Friday to Sunday?
Friday to Monday.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, so that's it.
Well, listen, I'm so happy to finally freaking be back.
I'm glad you're back too. Sorry you were sick, you know.
Thank you, babe.
Sorry about that. Yeah, that was rough.
I'm happy to be back. So you guys,
I think that was the only time we ever missed an episode.
Ever.
Oh my God. And then let's kill this too. Of course, because we didn't film, people are like making up stories. And it's so crazy. Like even with me, like they were making up stories that because I was in Miami like 2 weeks ago for a charity event for Pause for You.
They were
making up stories that me and Louis were getting divorced. I was like, are you serious? Like,
because you guys weren't in an event together
or
traveling together?
Exactly. Yes, exactly. I know we are attached at the hip. We really are. But, you know, I was, you know, Louis's like, why don't you go with the girls and, you know, get away? And I was like, that was so, like, I love that he said that. You know, I was like, all right. And then I ended up going with Jennifer and then she took her sister because it was her birthday. And then we asked our other friend Lena to come and we had like the best time. It was like really nice. It was really chill. We laid out for 3 days, went to dinner. I saw Alexia. She came to the charity event. Like it was so nice.
Girl,
he's like, and he even said, which I love that Louis said this to me. He's like, you know what? It's good for you to get away because sometimes you need that to come back and just recharge.
Recharge. Totally.
And I was like, you know, I was like, oh my God, thank you. And it really did feel that way, you know, because like I lack vitamin D. Yeah. My vitamin D was so low.
I got you covered with that vitamin D when you get back.
And you too. Like you get the vitamin D all the time, so you don't need it. But like my vitamin D is low.
I don't get the vitamin D all the time.
Oh, you mean that vitamin D, the other vitamin D. Got it. No, I'm really serious about the sunshine. I get that vitamin D all the time. So I'm covered on that and that subject. But the other vitamin D with the sun, that vitamin D, I need that. So it felt really good to be in, you know, Miami. But yeah, people. So just saying,
because you guys went away and you weren't together, paradise.
Yeah. And this is what I was telling Pat too. Because, me and Pat did it. Episode, the producer, I was like, I guess it's kind of good that people, you know, good stories, bad stories, whatever is out there is a good thing. If they keep talking about you, that means, you know, it's like people are still interested in you. So, you know what, you want to put lies out there, go right ahead. Like I don't care, you know?
But like when you are sitting there and you're like, oh, what's happening today? Oh, Louis and I are
getting divorced. Yeah.
what are you like?
Wait, and then this is another thing. Oh my God, people are saying I was flirting with Jimmy Fallon.
D Wade.
Oh, they said I thought it was Jimmy Fallon that I was flirting with Jimmy Fallon.
D Wade in the phone. That's what now. Okay.
No, I heard Jimmy Fallon that I was flirting with Jimmy Fallon. I didn't even hear Dean Wade.
Oh, I heard D Wade. Were you in a booth with it? You were in the booth.
Yeah, we were in a telephone. You didn't see it?
I couldn't remember exactly what you were in. But that's what then
was I was in a telephone booth, like, all right, whatever. You know, it's like so stupid.
So because you were, quote, flirting with D Wade and then you go on a trip without Louis.
No,
you guys
I heard I was flirting with Jimmy Fallon. I was just like, you know, he was really nice. I was on Jimmy Fallon like way back when I was on Celebrity Apprentice.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah. And it was so cool. Like, me and Jimmy were on the same team against Trump and Dee Snider.
I think me and
Fallon won. Yeah, we won. Yeah.
So, but what are you doing when you're like, oh, this is a nice Friday, and then it's like
I laugh at it. It's like so, like, you know, it's like Louis still has to get used to it because it's not his world. You know, I've been doing this now for a long time. So, and it takes a certain type of person to not let you, it affect you. You know, you can't let it affect you. Otherwise, it's not a good, it's never affected me. So that's the thing. But Louis still, I'm like, babe, just ignore.
What, was he mad?
Like no. It was, I just, you know, I showed him. He was like totally fine. But I'm like, you know, he's just like, this is crazy how people just make up stories. I'm like, hello, if anybody knows that they make up stories, it's definitely him firsthand, which is so sad. Yeah. But, you know, that's
the okay. Thing. So now we can lay to rest that you were not flirting with D Wade or Jimmy Fallon. Jimmy Fallon.
Right. You and me are not, they said just because we didn't film a podcast that you and I were fighting.
I really couldn't shower, let alone record a podcast, so we correct. Can put that to bed.
Yeah. And then Louie and I are not getting divorced. Yeah.
And you guys are still married.
Yes.
There's a wrap.
And I'm allowed to go on a girl's trip. He's allowed to go on, you know, on his, you know, his trips, you know. I know that's the thing too. I think because he was in California and I was in Miami, and then people are like, oh, what happened? You know, it's like, yeah, we're allowed to like not be together 24/7, which we are. We are together a lot, which I love, you know.
Insane, though. That's insane. That's so insane. Okay. Yeah. So Teresa, you guys, Teresa's still married in her love bubble. I was sick. I know it's shocking that I just like, you know, had something else going on besides the fact of just hating Teresa and not want to fucking record anymore. I was actually very sick. So all those things we can.
But like, you know, it's good. We should clear it up. Like, and when we hear, you know, when you hear lies out there, it's good to clear it up because, you know.
I'm glad that you said that.
See, those things I'm paying attention to, you know, because I'm like, because of course I'm on Google and I see, oh, they're talking about me again today.
Oh, I'm getting divorced today.
Yeah. Yes.
Louis, did you know we're getting divorced today? And by the way, can you give me a Starbucks? Thanks.
Yeah. And then my kids are like, Mom, where did they get these? I'm like, they just. You know, unfortunately, I think it's people from my cast because they have people in their camps that put out these negative stories because they don't, you know, I know there's certain people on my cast that do have relationships with, you know, bloggers and certain news networks that put out these stories. So, but that's it.
And the season hasn't freaking started yet.
I know. When
is it coming back, by the way? I've heard March, I heard April. What's happening? Do we know?
We don't know yet. That's the thing. Bravo. Like when they say it, that's when it is. Yeah. We don't know yet. We haven't heard either yet. You know?
Jeez, oh Pete, I'm ready for it just to like be announced already.
Yeah. I'm like, listen, I can't wait. I can't wait to see it myself. Even though I filmed it. I just, you know, it was a stressful season for me. So I just can't wait to see it. I can't wait to see it.
A lot of shit went down.
Yes. Yes. So I want, you know, well, so, like a lot of, you know, a lot of truth is going to come out. So
on top of the premiere of
Namaste Bitches. Yes. Your titties look nice. Yeah.
All right. Listen, you guys, thank you. As always, for coming every Wednesday. And by the way, to everyone, I should have said this at the top. We just started talking about like smelly armpits and foundation off track. You guys, all the messages, Teresa, like so many messages I got over the last few weeks of like, hope you're feeling better and all this. You know, I didn't even want to go on social and be like,
unfortunately, you know, it does happen. People do get sick. And
I know. Then, crazy.
You know, I mean, listen, I wish you weren't sick, but it does happen. And listen, if you can't record a week, it's not the end of the, you know, it's not the end of the world. And then I'm glad, look, and then I didn't think it was going to happen the next week. And then I'm, you know, it was cool recording with Pat, our producer. It was fun doing it with him. Yeah. He's awesome.
Well, you guys, thank you. Cause all of your messages and all of your, like, I read every single one and I'm still responding and you guys were that just meant the world and I appreciate it. I'm feeling better. I'm getting there. I'm going to shower today. That's my mission.
You look great. So,
you guys, thank you. We will be back every single Wednesday. Thank you for, again, the love, the support, always listening every Wednesday. Don't forget if you want more of our good gear,
Yes.
shop.herdatmedia.com. Oh my God. So many people are like, the sweats are amazing.
Yeah. Like, I wear them all the time. I mean, my knitted hat, skull, I call it skull hat. It's in the car. I've been wearing that. I got the zip up sweatshirt. Love that. I mean, I love it all. Yeah.
But the sweats, oh, I live in them.
Yeah. Like, everyone loves like the saying on the back, on the butt. It's the so best. Cute.
So
yeah.
You guys, if you want to get your gear, it's available every day, all day for you. shop.herdatmedia.com. And you guys, just, we love you. We thank you. And we will be back for you next Wednesday.
Yes. Follow us on Instagram. I'm at Teresa Giudice.
I'm at Melissa Feaster.
Okay. And Namaste Bitches Pod. Follow us on our podcast.
Yep.
And Herdat Media.
And by the way, if you guys want to see our beautiful faces, mine not so much right now. I look like death, but Teresa thinks I look good, so we'll go with it.
Yeah.
You can go to Herdat Media YouTube channel, and every episode of Namaste Bitches is on there, so you can see.
All right.
And
love, we'll love, love you guys.
Bye, guys. Bye.
I knew it. Another Herdat Media production.